Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IMA on January 17 regarding Raul, R-A-U-L, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Lopez as described in the report of 1-121. Perry is now a 34-year-old male who again alleges he injured his back and neck at work on 7-14-16. Perry on senior previously, the listed date of injury was 11-17-15. Perry is currently a poor historian, even with the use of an in-office translator. Period. He did not describe the mechanism of injury. Period. He states he did undergo surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He is still working doing landscaping in the winter. Doing landscaping, but is on a layoff in the winter. Period. Physical exam. Before physical exam, he did receive an order approving settlement on 6-14-21 relative to the incident of 7-12-16 when a 70-pound box fell onto him. Period. He then applied for review of that award. On 5-17-21, period. On that occasion, he apparently agreed to the offer of settlement suggested by the respondent, period. He acknowledged not sustaining any increase in permanency to his cervical spine, period. New paragraph, physical exam. General appearance, he states when he exercises, he feels a crunching in his back, period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed callus formation on the palm and chafing of the knuckles bilaterally. Period, extremities lower, there was chafing of the knees bilaterally, period. It was healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of the right hip was full in all spheres, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period, motion of the left hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Spine cervical. There was mild tenderness palpation about the right trap. Trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic. Normal lumbosacral. Inspector revealed a right paramedian longitudinal scar measuring 1 inch in length, but preserved lordotic curve. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees and extended to 25 degrees. Good bilateral side bending was full to 25 degrees, but was elicited tenderness on the right. Period, bilateral rotation was variable between 60 and 80 degrees. Period. He was tender at the right sacroiliac joint to a mild degree, but there was none on the left. Period. He had positive axial loadings from torsion and Huber tests for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Raul Lopez was injured at work on 11-17-15 and or 7-14-16, period. His course of treatment was summarized in my latest report, period. He alleged he injured his right leg on 11-17-15, period. He had meniscal surgery in 2015, period. He received an order approving settlement on 12-4-18 relative to the right leg, and then filed for a reopener, period. He has also alleged to have injured his neck and back at work on 7/14/16. I am not received medical documentation pertaining directly to its treatment. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Once again found a healed scar in the right lower lumbar region. Brady had a preserved lordotic curve. Brady currently had variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise from injury elicited low back or radicular complaints. Brady had skin changes on the hands and knees, indicative of someone who remains physically active. Period. However, he did have positive axial loading from torsion and Hoover tests for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical or lumbar spines. Period. I would appreciate the opportunity to review his treatment records and the early report of Dr. France. Period. New paragraph. Within my early report, I did summarize the mechanism of injury and treatment with respect to an incident of 7/14/16. Period. We will insert that as marked. Period. The petitioner has not sought nor received any additional treatment for his spine since last evaluated, and since his order approving settlement. Period. In paragraph, I would offer 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of disc desiccation, comma, disc bulge, comma, and central disc herniation at L4-5, treated surgically with discectomy, comma, laminotomy, comma, and foraminotomy. Period. Period. He is not in need of further curative treatment or diagnostic testing with respect to the subject event. Period. His current presentation is remarkable for several signs of symptom magnification. Period. He has already accepted surgery and apparently remains functional, including at work doing landscaping. Period. End.